Rodgers wide open at the 30-yard line is Tom Crabtree, and he waltzes into the end zone.
Studios in Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is Mr. Corey Behnke, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. Directing our live blog is the esteemed Brian Caravu. We are joined, as always, by Jamie Jors and John Rahor from our fan blog, Eat More Cheese, as well as the best and the brightest from around the Packers blogosphere. Corey, why don't you tell us what is on tap tonight?
Joining us later tonight, the Puma himself, the primetime touchdown machine himself, Packers tight end, Tom Crabtree.
Woo! Holla! But first...
I was simmering in that. But first, we got the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Hallelujah! He's back!
Clay Matthews.
You cannot stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Mike McCarthy.
Hallelujah! He's back!
And we got the bad. We got drop passes from Finley.
Ouch.
Nelson.
Ouch.
And Cobb.
Ouch. Hold on to the ball.
And we got the ugly. We got injuries. Smith, Perry, Shields, Sane.
That's just depressing. I can't even talk about all of those. I mean, Too depressing for words. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the new Packer Transplants. If you are joining us live on the website, you are logged into the new live stream.
Yep.
Welcome to a new age.
You're all up in a feeding bed.
That's geek for what's up.
What's up, Packer fans? Crabtree in the house.
Crabtree will be here bottom of the hour.
Good times.
Very excited to have a Packer player gracing us with his presence. Although I suppose Tom could still bow out at any moment, so shouldn't.
I think he said on Twitter he might not.
He might show up. He might not. I don't know. That's how we roll here. We never really know who's going to make it. But we know that Corey and I are here. We know that you're here.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, let's kick it off. The Packers are back, baby.
They're back.
42 points.
They never really left, though.
No, that's true. They didn't. But they finally put together a game we thought they were capable of all this time.
The Packers are who I thought they were.
They are who we thought they were. Where did you watch the game, Mr. Behnke?
I watched it at my house.
Nice.
With some chili. I put some things in chili I've never put in chili before.
You know what? I'm noticing this because we're doing it right now. And when I go back and I watch things, like, you know, cause, like when you break down film as a football player or a football coach,
yeah.
You go back and you watch the film and you think, what could I do better? You know what we do way entirely too much of? Is this. We move around on our stools. We got roly stools, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm sorry. We just like to move.
We're roly-poly.
We roly-poly-oly over here. So we'll try to keep that to a minimum. But we're so excited because the Packers are back. And, okay, so after everything, after that game, after the highlights, I'm done with work because I watch, at the office, and I'm in a cab, and I get stuck in traffic, and I'm checking Twitter. Like I do.
You check Twitter?
I knew that was coming. Yes, I do. And I'm in the back of this cab, and all of a sudden, my timeline fills up with, oh, my God, Rodgers just said, shh, and then shh, and then shh, and then shh, and then my whole feed is just shh. But that's just people tweeting it. And then there's a ton of people going, did you see Rodgers? You're in a cab. You missed it. You missed shh. And then someone sent me the link on Facebook. Just like that. 2012, I'm in the back of a cab watching Rodgers go shh that he just did in Houston not 15 minutes before. It's an amazing age we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is obviously a first world wonderment. Like, there are bigger problems on Earth than me being able to say Rodgers go shh. But it's pretty awesome. I felt alive in that moment. And that speaks to what a geek I really am. And what about Mike McCarthy? Why is it that Mike McCarthy does his best work always when his team, when his staff, when his players are backed up against the wall, when everyone is questioning them, when the critics are circling like buzzards?
That's what they do.
And then, boom, statement game. That was a statement game, ladies and gentlemen. Would you not agree, Mr. Behnke?
I would agree.
You're just like, you're in that just let him go mode, because you can tell I got a lot to say.
No, that team has been there.
Yes.
People didn't want to see all the things, because they were like, oh, it's not all together. I can't handle it.
I hate it when they talk in that voice.
That's so annoying. They talk on Twitter, dude. That's the voice I hear.
That's the voice of Twitter. When people are complaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, so let's get to the news. Yeah, especially me. Let's get to the news around the Packer world here. Number one, DJ Smith out for the year.
Yikes.
After a cheap-ass hit. All right, let's just call a spade here. All right, the Texans fans whining all week about Brian Cushing being lost for the year after a quote-unquote dirty hit by Slauson, the offensive lineman for the Jets. Oh, it's a cheap hit. He should be suspended. Oh, really? At least that was part of the play. And then you've got Brown from the Texans nailing Smith after the play is practically over. It was like Warren Sapp, Chad Clifton part two. I mean, it was in at least maybe a 15-yard radius, but still, totally not part of the play. Cheap-ass hit.
It was.
Blows him up, ends his year. I haven't seen one tweet about that from Texans fans. What's up? What's up, double standard? I want to hear about it.
Do Texans tweet?
Yeah, apparently. I did a Q&A with Steph Stradley from the Houston Chronicles. She's actually a great Texans blogger. Mad respect for her work, but come on. Come on, Texans fans.
That's so Bleacher Report, dude.
What's Bleacher Report?
You were like, I just did a spot with blah, 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 blah.
I did a Q&A because someone wanted to
know. People ask you questions.
I know. It's kind of crazy,
it's so
right?
So weird.
But you know what's funny? They didn't ask me questions because I was with Bleacher Report. They asked me questions because I was with Cheesehead TV.
That's even weirder.
I know, right? As if we are the voice of some kind of authority.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, no. Help us. Anyway. No. Moving on, today in practice, Aaron Rodgers limited by a calf injury. Now, Aaron says it's not going to slow him down, but something to keep an eye on. Graham Harrell took snaps with the first team today, Corey.
42-24, and you're going to pull Graham Harrell out. It's just rude.
Also, Alex Green limited in practice today, although word is he will be fine. He should be playing on Sunday against the Rams. But again, something to watch. Maybe if he's unable to go, James Starks takes the next man up. But we'll see. Also missing practice, totally out, not just limited, but out today. Greg Jennings, Sam Shields, BJ Raji, and Nick Perry all did not participate in practice today. That's a lot of talent not practicing. Right there.
There was a lot of talent on the field that wasn't on the field.
Whoa, that was deep, dude. You mean that wasn't on the field earlier?
Both.
Yeah. You're going.
There was talent off the field.
You're going deep.
That people were afraid of.
Right.
And then they saw talent on the field. And they were like, wait.
Wait, that's a lot of talent.
What
there
happened?
Was. Hey.
We have depth.
They got lots of depth. And now what's great is that if Sam Shields has to miss some time, all of a sudden, boom, here comes Devon House, who reportedly may be able to play this Sunday. Casey Hayward,
Casey
making
Hayward.
Some noise, making a name for himself.
The nickel's going to be sick.
McMillan doing a job. Nice. I mean, there's some talent back
Nickel
there.
D.
Coming up. Also, more reinforcements. Packers get Frank Zombo and Andrew Quarles off the PUP. Okay. Not necessarily activated yet, but they're practicing. That's a positive step. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out for Sunday. One loss the Packers suffered personnel-wise. The Colts signed Lawrence Guy off the practice squad, a seventh-rounder from a couple years ago, a defensive tackle. If you've watched any of the Colts other than the obliteration of the second half against the Packers, their run defense has been terrible. You saw Sean Green, who is not a very good NFL running back, trample all over them this past Sunday. So they needed some help in the middle. They took Lawrence Guy. I'm a bit saddened about that. I thought Guy had a lot of promise, and apparently the Colts did too. So mad respect. I hope he does well, except whenever he has to play the Packers. Mm-hmm. So the Packers lose him, and the Packers add defensive end Drew Vanderlyn, a Green Bay native, if I'm not mistaken, and wide receiver Jeremy Ross. Plenishing the depth. And Torrey Gurley signed with the Buccaneers. Mad respect, Torrey Gurley. You're fourth.
Torrey Gurley.
Your fourth team in 2012. What's going on there, Torrey Gurley? I thought you were supposed to push out Donald Driver at some point.
See, now.
Guess that didn't happen.
I didn't know about Drew Vanderlyn and Jeremy Ross, so that's what I come to the Nags for.
That's what you employ me for. And you pay me in beer. That awkward silence is what happens when Corey and I both take a sip
at the same time. That's not very smart. It's not very good showmanship, I guess.
Oh, that's what we do. All right, so let's talk offense.
James Jones.
Okay.
With the one-handed catch.
Okay, here's the thing. James Jones, famous for dropping passes, potentially being traded, pulled in two of the sickest touchdown catches you will ever see in your lifetime against the Texans. I mean, that was unbelievable.
That was nice.
Each one more fantastic than the next. I mean, James Jones is the best receiver on the field at the moment. I mean, Jordy Nelson finally came to play against the Texans, but
and Randall Cobb
is
ascending.
QB1 could not sing his praises more with Mr. Wildy.
He's like a jet. He just straight
you mean
up.
Like the you mean like the airplane, not like the football team?
Yeah, no.
Because if he was like a jet, he wouldn't be doing much of anything.
If he was like a jet, he would suck.
Sorry, Andrew Garda. We're sorry.
No, we're not.
Okay, you're right. We're not. We're not at all. Sorry. I forgot where I was for a second. Losing my mind just for a minute. What's funny is that we just naturally went through my first three bullet points on the offense.
Nice.
We talked about Jordy Nelson finally coming to play. What took so long, Jordy? I mean, Joseph burnt toast in the secondary for the Texans.
My prediction for next week
is
that this time next week,
right,
we're going to be talking about weapons.
Weapons.
Because how long has it been?
It's been a while.
Since we're just talking about
weapons. We were talking weapons. Because let's face it. I mean, with Jennings probably not being on the field, probably not playing again on Sunday. I mean, Jennings did say he came back too early against the Saints, re-aggravated the groin injury. He's not coming back until he's absolutely 100%. With that said, I think it's another week until we are talking weapons. Because once Jennings is back and Finley is back to 100%,
I'm ready to talk about weapons.
Weapons.
Speaking of weapons, should we go to the defense? Because that's weapons right there. But
yeah. What's up? Wait. One last thing.
Alex Green was ridiculous.
Wait, yes. Alex Green was ridiculous. I mean, as I suspected, not much of a drop-off there from Cedric Benson. But the performance by the offensive line, the five guys up front getting it done. And we'll talk to Mr. Crabtree later, hopefully, about how exactly they game-planned against J.J. Watt. Because it was very clear that they were like, this guy is not going to beat us. And he still got a couple sacks. But one of those Rodgers stepped into after holding the ball for a while. And the other one was a running play where Rodgers didn't hand the ball off. I think he was going to do a hot throw and the receiver wasn't looking. But anyway, it was very clear the Packers were like, okay, this dude is not going to get it done. And he still kind of got it done. But
Yeah.
They did a great job. And not just against J.J. Watt, against everybody. I mean, that was the best
performance. That was an undefeated NFL team.
Yeah. It was one of the best defense. It was, at the time, the number one rated defense in the NFL.
That's like
and
that's
the Packers
like,
tore them apart.
Imagine we're 5-0,
right?
And somebody walks into Lambeau,
right?
Come on,
come on now. You can't
hurt
that.
Right now. I
but
know what that feels
so,
like.
So everyone's singing about Rodgers and all this and blah blah and the receivers and the running game. All of that is great, but none of it happens without the performance from those five guys up front. Could not be more impressed with the job they did. So mad. Had respect. Yes,
that's
Aaron.
What,
yes, Aaron.
That's
I,
what
QB1
has to say to that's, you.
I understand that. So, after all this love I've given you offensive line, come on, dudes. Somebody come on the show.
Yeah.
We ask you guys all the time. No love.
We're nerds.
We are. I know Josh Sitton has a show on Wednesday night, so.
Oh.
I know he and Jarrell Worthy are talking to some people. So, we thank you for all four of you that are tuning in for not tuning in to his show. And now I've given him free pub.
There you go.
No one will ever come back to this show now. We may have to switch to Tuesday nights like we've been talking about. But anyway, I digress.
You digress.
Defense.
Defense.
The defense. Come on now. Even with the extra attention paid to him. And make no mistake, I watched the All-22 today. There were so many times they slid protection toward Clay Matthews. I would venture probably about 90% of their pass plays sliding protection, if not downright doubling Clay Matthews.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. The guy is still a force. Unbelievable anticipation with the snap count. Dom doing a great job of moving him around. You saw him get up the middle a couple times. You cannot overstate the force that Clay Matthews is. Remember back in the beginning of last year when, the beginning of 2010, he came out of the gate, six sacks. It was crazy. And then he kind of fell off. He had been injured, and teams started paying more attention to him. And then 2011, we were all like, wait a second, Clay Matthews, maybe that was a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not the same guy. He's back to whatever it was we saw at the beginning of 2010. That's
well,
Clay Matthews.
And the ridiculous part is that people are gaming for him.
Oh, big time.
That's your number one.
Big, big time.
Where's Clay Matthews? Where's Charles Woodson? Then where's Tremont Williams?
And then because of that, you got guys like Jarrell Worthy finally coming to play, making a play. His sack where he beat the guard in one step. I mean, we've heard all offseason, all through camp, all through the beginning of the year about Worthy's quick first step. And so far, up until Sunday, all it really got the Packers was a couple offsides penalties. But Sunday night, you saw how devastating he can be. And I saw this great stat today. Now, you know how everyone was so upset about Colin Jenkins' departure last year and how, oh, the reason we went from all these sacks to no sacks is because of Colin Jenkins. Colin Jenkins has not had a sack in the last 16 regular season games.
Why you got to hate on Colin Jenkins,
16
Nagler?
16 regular season games. No sacks for Mr. Cullen Jenkins. Now, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So how you like that, Maples?
You got to hand a lot to Ted Thompson about the defensive line depth. This team on the defensive side of the ball inspires way more confidence than
think about that. Think about the
any Packers team in the last 5 years.
Depth on the defensive line.
Defensively.
Think about the performance from the defensive line on Sunday night without the 9th overall pick from the draft 3 years ago. B.J. Rashi on the sidelines. Doesn't matter. Shut down the run. Get to the quarterback. C.J. Wilson picking up a sack.
Mike Neal.
Run stuff for extraordinaire. Picking up a sack. I mean, everybody chipping in. Mike Neal putting pressure on the quarterback. Jarrell Worthy getting a sack. The hotness. I'm coming over?
No. I think your phone's making noise.
Should I turn it off?
Yes.
Okay. Pause whilst Aaron shuts off his phone. I'm going to cut this part out of the podcast.
You're just going to leave now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You're like, all right, you handle the show, buddy.
You do the show, dude. It's all good.
Hey, I stopped my moving around on the chair.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm moving, dude.
Mike Neal, Jarrell Worthy.
Love him. Wilson, Pickett, doing a great job against the run without B.J. Raji. Casey Hayward in the secondary. What's up, rookie? Need we say ball hawk?
I might need to get a Casey Hayward jersey.
Ball hawk? No, don't, dude. Because if you do, you know he's going to leave. He's going to get injured.
This is how.
You're the kiss of death,
dude. I'm getting it.
Come on now.
I'm going to get one.
Don't do it. Don't.
I'm feeling it.
Do it. All right.
This is what happens, and then I need to get it.
But Casey Hayward, ball hawk. But speaking of ball hawks, Chuck Woodson. You remember when Chuck Woodson was good for a sack or two and interception every couple games?
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. I think teams have kind of figured it out. He can't run downfield. And when he's in the slot, tied into the defensive end or the linebacker, he's coming on a blitz. Sad to see. I hate to
there's
say it.
There's still wiliness, though.
Oh, there is. There's no doubt.
And there's
wiliness.
Still playmaking ability.
What I want to see on Sunday is a Charles Woodson ninja hit where he causes a fumble. You know, when he gets up to the ball carrier and goes, and the dude fumbles.
Yeah.
And we get it. And
fumble recovery off that.
Love it.
That happened. They used to happen all the time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Charles Woodson, bit of a disappearing act so far this year.
I think that Charles Woodson was higher in the category, but I compare Charles Woodson right now to like Antonio Freeman the last 2 years as the Packer because he was wily. He could like still
he had ability in
the tank because he's a really smart player. He's strategic and he's running the defense right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
I hear you. Yeah, and that's the other thing. He is invaluable for the experience.
Sometimes I'm directing the show.
Sometimes. Not always.
No, not this show.
Sometimes it just happens on its own.
But sometimes somebody's got to direct the show. You can't execute all the plays. You can't make all the plays. Come on now.
But that's why it's so great to see the ascension of Clay Matthews.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You know, when Clay was a rookie and even his second year, it was still Charles Woodson's defense. It is now Clay Matthews' defense. And there's no question about that. None whatsoever.
All you have to do is watch a commercial.
Which is awesome. Yeah. There are quite a few of them, too. Hey, at least he's making plays. You know, Greg Jennings got a ton of commercials. He ain't making no plays.
That bed commercial is funny, though.
It's hilarious. They're all great. I love the Old Spice commercials. But, Greg, get back on the field, buddy. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Ouch.
I know. I'm kid because I love and because I want him to make plays. But he's been quiet. One other thing I wanted to bring up quickly before we have to go to break. A.J. Hawk is having, without question, his best year as a pro.
Yeah.
Now, a big part of that is because he is playing very well. But there is something else that has not been talked about, and I thought about this because of the injury to D.J. Smith. You bring in Brad Jones at inside linebacker, and all of a sudden there's these huge holes over the middle because it was very apparent on a couple plays. If you watch the film, Brad Jones takes a guy who is taken by somebody else. So there's two dudes on a guy going deep, and then there's a crosser underneath wide open, which is going to happen. I understand that. But that had me thinking about when I used to talk to people about A.J. Hawk, and they get so upset. Oh, he was drafted, you know, at X spot and yada, yada, all that. We've had this argument a million times. But now that A.J. Hawk is starting in place of Desmond Bishop, he is doing the things that Desmond Bishop used to do.
Mm.
You saw on his sack, which was hilarious because he thought Schaub had let the ball go. He looks to see where the ball has gone and just like taps Schaub. And then Schaub goes down. He's like, oh, I got a sack. I'm going to do the shocker. What the hell was that? On that blitz, that's Desmond Bishop's blitz. You saw Desmond Bishop get home against the Buccaneers last year. You saw him get home against Brady back in 2010 on that exact blitz. And you saw Nick Barnett before Desmond Bishop was in. That was Barnett's spot.
Mm-hmm.
But now because those two dudes are gone, you're seeing A.J. Hawk make more plays because he's taken over that role.
I'll buy that.
So I'm so happy for A.J. Hawk because he's taken so much grief for so long from Packer fans. I'm so happy to see him doing well. And this is not a blatant attempt to get him to unblock me on Twitter.
I mean, I kind of feel like this Packers defense is gelling. I really do.
Yes.
Especially with the ascendancy of the rookies mm-hmm. and the younger players.
I said this summer, it was very apparent that the secondary was loaded with raw talent. All these guys, McMillan, Hayward, maybe Jennings a little bit, although I was never really sold on him.
You didn't
him.
Say Jarrett Bush, dude. Slow down.
Devon House. There's tons of raw talent there, and it was just going to take a while for it to gel. And now you're seeing it start to happen, and it's very exciting. If you're a Packers fan, if you're a fan of our opponent, not so much. Not so much fun. All right, so before we go to break, which we are due to do in 2 minutes, before we go to break, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Caravu, the director of our live blog, will be giving away a couple copies, I think, a couple copies of 101 Reasons to Love the Green Bay Packers, a new book by David Green. Stick around in the live chat.
Like you need. I have more of the reasons than that.
I need one reason, and I got it. But 100 other reasons for you.
I'm excited for it.
To love the Packers.
I'll check this book out.
I'm definitely going to check it out. So stick around in the live blog, in the live stream chat, if you will. And when we come back, we'll be talking live on the line to Packers tight end, Mr. Thomas Crabtree.
Am I live now?
You are live.
You know it.
Oh, my gosh. What happened? I lost you guys for a second.
It's all right. I blame Corey.
I think Corey hung up on me.
Yes. That is exactly what happened.
Definitely.
So, Tom, because I'm going to start off with the nitty-gritty, the very important stuff that the people want to know. Because I, have a job. Two jobs and three children and, what people commonly refer to as a life. I'm not in the hip, cool crowd to know what's up. Where did the nickname The Puma come from?
The Puma? That's a good question. I've heard that name floating around a little bit. I'll graciously accept that nickname. I hope I'm worthy of such a name. It's an honor. I don't really know where it came from, the origins, but, I'm sure there's some great story behind that.
I feel like you're lying to us. I feel like I'm watching Mitt Romney last night, but we're going to move on. We're going to move on because everyone
come on.
Knows.
Let's stick to football.
Everyone
Hitler.
Knows.
Stick
no one
football.
Wants to hear about my politics,
no,
Tom.
Especially me and
hey,
Tom.
Tom, just remember to focus on football, okay?
All right. Exactly.
All right. So, all right, Mr. All I Do Is Catch Touchdowns in Prime Time.
Yeah.
Take us through your big moment in the end zone there. Obviously, there was a big blitz called. You got open. Aaron let it go right when he was getting crushed. Was that an adjustment at the line due to you guys saw pressure coming, or was that the play that was called in the huddle? Take us through what happened on that play.
Yeah, that was just the play that was called in the huddle and, short yardage play, and we were more than likely going to hit Kuhn in the flat for the first down, and Aaron just saw the mismatch. He saw the mismatch and said, hey, let's go for six here. And the rest is history. And now I'm the Puma.
I had another question about that. Last time you scored a touchdown, your father was very upset about the fact that you held the ball up before you crossed the end zone. Was he more complimentary this time?
The thing is, I was a little more – really what happened was I was a little more cautious this time around because I was sure somebody had to be around me. I was like, come on, there's got to be somebody right behind me about to, try to knock the ball out or tackle me. So that's all that was. I just wanted to protect the ball. I wasn't sure if I had someone, failing me or what. But, looking back at it, I regret not holding the ball up in the air and tripping a little bit.
No. We talked about it a little bit before in the first part, and I wanted to ask you, how much time did you guys put in specifically in regards to making sure J.J. Watt didn't blow up your evening, because it was pretty apparent that, you know, you and Kuhn spent a good deal of time motioning into the backfield right behind Sitton and Bulaga to get ready for whatever, you know, Watt would bring your way.
It was no secret going into the game that he's, he's one hell of a player and a guy, a standout player on that defense. So why not put ourselves in a better position and, put as many hands on that guy as we can and kind of keep him occupied. So, I wouldn't say it was stressed like crazy throughout the week. You know, we weren't just talking about him all week. Obviously, they have a very good defense all around. But, it was a bit of a point of emphasis and something. You know, I gave up a sack the week before. So even personally, I wanted to make sure, I had it in my head that we were going to, protect Aaron. And so even if my guy didn't blitz, I want to make sure I look somebody up and kind of, occupied somebody and gave the line some help.
How much time do you put, coming into a game like this, they had the number one rated defense. How much time do you personally put into, there's everything you do during the week with the team. How much do you do outside of that on your own with film study or studying specific players or things of that nature?
Outside of, it's crazy. We do a ton of stuff at the facility, probably more than people realize. We were there today from 7:30 this morning till about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. So, we get plenty of work over at the facility. And then at home now, it's really easy with everything being on our iPad. I was about an hour ago, just laying in bed, looking at my iPad. And, it varies week to week and day by day. Sometimes I'll sit there, for an hour and look at it. And it just kind of depends on the week and the game plan and all that. So, but there's definitely some preparation that goes on, even at home.
You've been in and out with some injuries this year, and now the Packers are kind of dealing with the same thing with DJ Williams, who was obviously slated to play up until he hurt his hamstring at the end of a practice last week. How tough is it to, when you're out for a game, how tough is it to watch from the sidelines and to see maybe, something go against you guys that you think, hey, if I'd been in there, or maybe not even that, but like, just how hard is it to watch from the sidelines and think I could be helping?
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling. I've been really lucky up to this point. A few weeks ago when I missed the Seahawks game, that was, I think, the first game I missed. But it sucks, man. Just seeing, you guys battling out there and then, fighting their butts off and then, not being able to be a part of it or do anything about it. It really is kind of humbling and kind of motivates you to not necessarily, if you have an injury, there's not much you can do about it. But I guess it motivates you that much more to see what more you can do to get better and get back out on the field as soon as possible.
Now, I love the fact that Tom is giving real answers as though he is talking to real journalists or a real show, and he's not acknowledging the fact that five people watch this and we're just a bunch of nerds who gather every Wednesday
nerdy
night.
Nerdy Packer fans, how's it going, guys?
Yeah. Talk about the Packers.
I mean, my mom's not even watching this, I don't think.
See?
So I don't.
See?
Well, my wife, I think my wife is watching this right now.
Oh, that,
even
I'm
figure
sorry.
Out
She's an
how to get it up and running. She's probably watching it on our computer. Right
tell
now,
her I'm sorry.
So.
We apologize profusely,
cool.
Mrs. Crabtree. But so in that vein, you can level with us because no one will ever hear about this. This won't be on Twitter in 30 seconds or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
But now, obviously, Aaron very famously said shh to FOIA on NBC. And obviously a lot was made about the criticism that the team was, I guess, rife with coming into this game. Now level with us. How much did you guys talk about this either in the locker room or in the film room or as a team? I mean, it had to be grating on you on some level.
You mean as far as, the media?
Yes.
Not honestly, not a whole lot. I mean, it's so early in the season, and more than anything, I think when it was brought up, I mean, we would just kind of laugh about it. Like, come on, like, you know, we've played five games. It's, you know, it's so early in the year, and just, I mean, that was probably more than anything. We just kind of laughed at it. Like we couldn't believe just, you know, some people writing us off. And, but, you know, we're a confident team, and we didn't let that bother us at all, obviously. And, you know, we came out, played our butts off, and now everybody thinks, you know, we're the greatest team ever. And
yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Funny how that
there's
works.
A reason for that. Because you are. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, okay, yes. The franchise, you know, the history and everything. Yes.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I mean, just this season, it's just kind of funny how that, you know, can change from week to week. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So looking ahead this Sunday against the Rams, obviously on offense, you guys have your work cut out for you. Maybe Packer fans aren't aware of this, but this Rams defense is legit. How much work have – you said you were there from 7:30 this morning. I can only assume you guys have started looking at the Rams. How tough is this, you know, this defense? I mean, they've got a hell of a secondary and a really tough front seven. So,
Definitely. You know, it's from week to week, you kind of find a unit on the defense that might be their weakness, and you kind of talk about it. And, you know, with this defense, it's crazy. It seems like across the board, wherever you look, they've got guys that can step up and be real impact players. You know, whether it's Long or Quinn on, up front, or Laurinaitis, or, you know, the young guy Jenkins in the back, and they've got guys kind of all over. So, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us, and but I think just like last week, we're pumped. We're looking forward to it, and yeah, I mean, we're excited about it.
All right. You're a real you're a legend. You're a gentleman. You're a star for
Definitely.
Coming on. Now, quickly, before you go, I want you to call it out right here. Another touchdown? Another touchdown on Sunday?
Uh-oh.
Are you kidding me? Come on,
Come
guy.
On now.
Come
oh,
on.
That's,
the Puma,
wait,
the
what
Puma
am I thinking?
Will make, the Puma will make no such predictions.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. It's,
but wait. What am
That's
I thinking?
That's right, Nagler.
What am I thinking?
Come on.
The game's not in prime time.
Come on.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
My apologies.
It's on a Sunday, bro.
My apologies.
Is it weird? Am I allowed to use my own nickname? I don't. What are the rules for
Absolutely.
That? Am I allowed to call myself the Puma
Absolutely.
Or no?
Yeah, the Puma is allowed to do whatever the hell the Puma wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
cool.
the rule
cool.
I just
I
made up
with
right
that.
Now.
I agree with that.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, like I said, you're a legend. What can I say? Thank you so much.
You guys are legendary as well. Thanks for having me.
Have a great night, Tom.
Tom Crabtree.
That's how we roll.
Tom Crabtree is the man.
He
got his
really
shirt
is.
On.
You do.
Buy these shirts.
Buy them.
Awesome.
I don't know if Alex still makes them, but buy them.
I've actually worn this shirt at Packer games more than any other shirt this season.
Holla.
And that includes the preseason, Nagler.
You betcha.
Come on now.
What are we talking about? I don't know.
I don't know.
Tom Crabtree, ladies and gentlemen. All he does is catch primetime touchdowns. That's what he does. That's what he does. How great is that? How about a little something-something, Corey?
How about what? How about this? Nope. Not that. And scene.
We're out of practice. Out of practice.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
That's right, it's this week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Now, what I want you all to do is dance your butt off to that song. No.
Yeah.
What I want you all to do is go to Packer Ranter. Somebody throw up the link on the chat here. Those of you listening later, go to PackerRanter.com
yep.
or whatever
Packer
the
Ranter.
Link is.
Yep.
And check out We Didn't Pick the Packers. It's a song written to the tune of "We Didn't Start the Fire," but it's "We
Wait,
Didn't
I haven't
Pick
even
the
seen
Packers."
That yet.
Oh my God!
Really?
It is flipping.
Wait, let's get that.
Genius! It is brilliant. I can't express how great this thing is.
Well, why it's didn't you awesome. Tell me about that before? I didn't even
did,
know.
Did you read the script?
No.
No, of course not. No. Why would you?
We didn't what?
You're a little bit.
We didn't what?
We didn't pick the Packers. It's awesome. It's all about how, you know, you have no, it's the Packers.
Come on,
it's in your blood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. See
Come
what I'm
now.
Saying? How hot is
Remind
that?
Me later, Flash. Oh, that's "We Didn't Start the Fire," though.
Right, but then they're down here
oh, there's
is
lyrics.
Their version of it.
Oh, nice.
So, if you get a chance, check it out, because it is the hotness, as Corey likes to say.
Mm.
That's what Corey likes to say.
Somebody
okay, so
needs
Corey,
to record that.
Corey, where are you?
Somebody
where
record
are you,
that.
Where are you watching the game?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
Nope.
Really?
No. Sometimes I don't know until like it's like a secret show.
You're crazy. Okay,
I might
I just
be in Georgia
I just
tomorrow.
Got one thing to say to this.
But you're playing the show.
Doesn't matter.
That's very bizarre.
We're breaking so many rules.
I'm muting you.
Oh, that's not. That's so uncool.
Yeah, you got muted.
That's right. It's Corey Banky's birthday. Happy
oh,
birthday, Corey.
I was like, what are you doing?
What are you, 22 now? You 23? Young pup conquering the internet, one.com at a time.
I can't talk to you right now.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Thanks,
Ladies
buddy.
And gentlemen, join me in wishing Corey Banky a happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, on Twitter and Facebook. I love you guys.
So, Sunday, Rams. People,
Woo!
Don't sleep on the Rams. They have a tough, tough D. They have pretty much nothing on offense except for a kicker who can kick from like a million yards away. But
you know, I just want to say one thing
yes,
about
sir.
What Tom Crabtree said at the end.
Yes.
Okay, everybody go back. And listen to what Tom Crabtree said.
You have the ability on the new live stream.
You can actually
go back.
DVR right now.
Right.
And listen, he said, we laughed. People said that the media was like counting us down, and we laughed.
Word.
Why? Because it's the first quarter of the season. It's just like the first quarter of a game. Simmer down. Chill the F out. It's not optimism. It's the first quarter.
Start of the second quarter. But, yeah, we got. We understand
okay,
what you're saying.
Okay. Start of the second quarter, 42-24.
I hear you, Don.
S-T-F-U.
Corey Banky laying it down. I love it.
No, you know who laid it down? Tom Crabtree.
That's right. That is correct.
Tom Crabtree laid it down, and I just reminded people about it.
All right, we're off the rails. I'm going to take us home. You ready?
Do it.
That'll do it for this week's episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank our guest, Tom Crabtree, not to mention everyone for joining us on the live blog. You guys really helped make this a unique fan experience, and that's why Corey and I here. That's why we do this. We're here for you. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packer fans worldwide. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Can be used in any positive way whatsoever.
I'm not in the mood for drama tonight, Jason. Okay? I appreciate that.